This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'm very excited to have them on the show. They came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Coin Analyst Corp. They trade on the CSE under the ticker symbol COYX. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and Director, Mr. Andrew Sasma. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you so much for having me today.
You know, I thought I had all my blocks lined up perfectly. Then all of a sudden, you guys throw me a curveball. You put out a press release at the last minute today. Let's talk about that before we get into the Q&A. My understanding is that you guys entered a strategic partnership with the Yulster, and their flagship project, if I'm correct, is the DeFi platform, which runs with like an AI driven vaults. What is that? Why them? Why now?
Yeah, absolutely. We were really excited to be able to start our first press release barrage with Yulster today. It's going to be the first of many to come. Yulster is a fantastic partner. They are looking to use the big data and artificial intelligence pieces that we create, that we develop in our platform to help augment and improve their vault system, as well as allow us to have our own option to share copy trading, which is a product that I'd love to talk about a little bit more down the line once we move into that part of the show.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, I had my questions all lined up that I wanted to ask you guys. Very exciting what you guys do over there. And like I said, brand new company, especially for us, you guys coming on the show. One, when was the company founded? What is the reason behind starting the company? And we'll start with that first.
Sure. So the company actually was founded in early 2018. We actually are one of the few companies that has been able to survive the crypto winter, having started back then. The original inception actually goes back beyond that. About 10 years ago, our co-founder and CEO, Pascal, actually set up a big data company in Germany, and we have licensed that technology from that company and are using using that platform along with the artificial intelligence that's been developed over the years. So we like to say that we've been doing big data and artificial intelligence before it really became mainstream and became the buzz that is surrounding it today. And it came about because Pascal was actually sitting around with a few friends who were avidly looking at crypto at the time, wanted to start making some investments, but didn't know where to begin. As many people know, the crypto is the wild, wild west still. And yes, Trying to do research on it is incredibly difficult. He kind of had his aha moment where he said, I'm doing big data, I'm doing AI, I think that I can combine the two of those together and start crawling the internet, pulling all of that data together and putting it into some type of a platform that will allow anybody to use it to do the research. And so that's kind of how we came about. It was just kind of a fortuitous conversation that he had with friends who were looking to start investing, but didn't know where to start. And so we've been building the platform here over the last few years and are really excited to be launching here in the coming months our what we're calling Insights 2.0, which is a new and improved version of what we have currently. It includes much easier and a much better user interface, so that like I mentioned earlier, anybody can use it, from the beginner just starting to the advanced trader.
So let me ask you this. To my understanding, it's a dashboard that monitors and analyzes real-time data from digital assets market space. And is that with coins and tokens and NFTs and crypto? Or where are we at in the gamut of all those?
Yes, the answer to that question is correct. Yes, to all of the above.
Okay.
We are basically going out and searching the internet high and low for anything related to crypto, whether it's an NFT, whether it's DeFi, whether it's pre-Fi, whether it's the traditional Bitcoin, Ethereum. We're searching for news articles. We're searching through social media. And what we're doing is we're taking all of that information and putting it into something that's more easily understood, as well as creating that transparency that we believe is so sorely missing right now in the industry.
Tell me more about the Insight platform, some of the indicators, at what you guys have developed and what you guys are actually trying to accomplish here.
So what we're doing is we're actually breaking it down not only by coin and token, but also by the different sectors. And in those sectors, we are then providing you background on each one of those coins or tokens, for example. So we have developed some indicators such as sentiment. Sentiment is where we are taking all of the information that we're finding on the internet. We're using our AI and our other tools to actually create a value, whether that value is positive or negative. We're also creating indicators such as buzz. Our buzz, again, follows social media and all of the articles that are out there. So you can actually track daily. In fact, you can actually track it hourly if you want, if something is being spoken about more frequently or less frequently on the internet, hence the word buzz. The third one that I'd love to point out as well is we've actually created an indicator, which is a price predictor. And right now we're predicting pricing for Bitcoin and Ethereum, with additional ones coming online every day. But what's really great about that is we're using all of the collection of data that we're using, all of the data points, and we are predicting using that background, using that information, and we're coming up with about a 52-53% to almost 70% success ratio right now, predicting which way Bitcoin and Ethereum are going to go within the next 12 or 24 hours.
Andrew, let me ask you this, and it might be the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Let's talk about monetizing. How do you guys plan on making money?
So we're actually going to be looking at making money in a couple of different ways. With the Insights platform, we're planning to launch a freemium version of the app coming in early 2022. That app is going to be very simplified. It's going to have a handful of the most popular coins and tokens that exist right now. We're going to provide one or two of our indicators, with the idea of getting people to, people who have never used crypto before, to get them interested, to get them excited, and then to move them along the line into our Insights platform. Our Insights platform is actually a software as a service. There's going to be a monthly fee depending on which level one takes. We've got it all the way from retail up to trading, as well as institutional. And then finally, our third product, which we're also going to be coming out with sometime in the first quarter of 2022, is a what we're calling Insights Pro. And we actually will be building a terminal that will also include all of our insights. We're calling them widgets, but all of our insight components within that trading terminal. The reason we are looking to do that is because right now, if you're trading and you're trying to look at social media and you're trying to make quick trades, it's really difficult having so many windows open. By using our terminal and by putting all of it in one place, we hope that we're able to help those traders out, help people who frequently trade, have it all in one location, simplify it. We're looking at adding APIs into some of the more popular exchanges so that they can literally have a one place, one-stop shop for doing all of their research and all of their trading.
We've got about 30 seconds left in the show here. Andrew, what is it that you want my listeners, your stockholders, to take away from today's interview?
So what I would want to share with everyone is real simple. Coin Analyst is looking to be the Bloomberg of crypto. Everybody knows that Bloomberg is kind of a household name. We're looking to become that household name as well. We're trying to bring transparency and openness to an industry that we believe is not only growing, but it's here to stay, and we want to be a part of that growth as we move forward in the crypto revolution.
Coin Analyst Corp is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol COYX, trading anywhere from 23 to 26 cents a share. Andrew, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you come and be a regular, come back every 50 to 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
I would very much appreciate that, Everett. Thanks so much for having me today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.